in any place. Well, for instance, John Wayne, I like John Wayne pictures, mm-hmm. but he lived up close to Wally, and us in California when Wally was a dog, lived in Encino, and he had a part of his shot part of his pictures right there in his on his estate. Mm-hmm. It was fenced around, and I'd go up there, walk around day, I'd just peep in. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it, but John Wayne got so common that. He's not John Wayne, the movie actor, you know. I still admire him and still like him. But it wouldn't create the sensation of me as if I had watched him back in the old Silent Place.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And Fibber and Molly McGee, I don't remember if you ever remember them.
I've
they
heard
were
the names, but
great
radio
team.
Radio,
And Mickey Rooney just lived a short ways from Wally. And he's undoubtedly one of the ugliest fellows you could ever see. And yeah, he's an old looking Mickey. Oh, he looks terribly old. And, but he's a good actor. You know, when he goes in, Wally said he was having a party for the ball players during the off season. And Mickey heard about it. And of course, they lived there, you know, and you hardly ever saw the front of anyone's house. You see the back, and it's all fenced in because you had to go winding around. And but Mickey knew where Wally lived, and he come a-winding in there one day and introduced himself. Mm-hmm. He said, I hear that you're going to have a party here tonight. Wally said, yeah. He said, how about me come down and entertain a while for you? Well, Wally said he put on the darndest show you've ever seen, and got so drunk they had to take him home, see?
Oh.
That's been the story of his life. He drank his way out of several fortunes.
Oh.
But while I was out there, I watched him make one picture of Wagon Train. You see, Wally was in Wagon Train several times.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Then I watched him make what's this? The Fred Astaire play in watched that, and then I watched him make four or five different TV. And I had dinner with old Charlie Wooster that played in Wagon Train.
Oh,
and then this old guy that made those scary.
Forrest Carlisle?
No.
Vincent.
All shows his picture and silhouette on that.
Lon Chaney?
No.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
I watched him make a picture there of a. Oh, it was. A replica of the streets of San Francisco in a theater there. And when they made Wagon Train, it showed it was in a great coin-set building.
Oh, it
was? And the wall,
it was all inside?
Yeah, the wall was painted with mountain pictures.
Yeah.
And it traveled. And instead of the people traveled as much with this this thing traveled.
Oh, the thing traveled.
And that's where they got the scene effect.
Huh.
And they had this street, and part of them would come in from one end, part from the other, and they'd have these tumble weeds blowing down the street, and that was done with an enormous fan back then. Mm-hmm. Then I watched Art Linkletter make a play out there. And I happened to sit beside Ronald Reagan's wife. She was a guest star on this with Fred Astaire. It's some kind of a playhouse.
Uh-huh.
But, she was a guest star, and I kept seeing a man sit over there, and I thought, well, you're a familiar looking fella, but I know you're not from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept looking around, finally he moved over and said, I'm Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
He was lieutenant governor at that time.
Oh, really?
And I said, are you a guest? He said, no, my wife. I said, that's my wife.
Oh.
She's a guest, and
that's
I just
really
come along
something.
With
her. Well, you really got a lot out of Wally's career
yeah.
yourself. I mean,
sure did.
Didn't
and I enjoyed it.